Welcome to the Limitless Healing Podcast, where everyone is welcome to take a front row seat and listen in on inspiring conversations, stories of healing, and action steps to help you live your best life. My name is Colette Brown, and I am passionate about all things wellness, mind, body, soul, inspired by my own personal transformation from unwell and not knowing where to turn to thriving and flourishing and motivated to help you do the same. I share this platform with medical doctors, wellness practitioners, chronic illness survivors, meditation and mindfulness gurus, innovators of products from food to technology, and more. Think of it as a one-stop shop for wellness resources where you can listen to professionals from around the world to help you thrive. Join me Mondays and Wednesdays while sipping a cup of tea or making your favorite meal as we explore the world of wellness together. This is the Limitless Healing Podcast. Welcome to today's episode of Mind-Gut Connection, where we dive deep into the fascinating world of the psychobiome. I want you to picture this. Billions of microorganisms residing in your gut, not just processing the food you eat, but also whispering to your brain. Yes, whispering and sometimes demanding. You know those sugar cravings that you get? Today, we're exploring how the food we consume might just be the key to unlocking mysteries surrounding mood, behavior, and yes, addiction. Let's take a look into the intricate dance between our gut microbiome and the psychological health. Just imagine your gut as a bustling metropolis, home to trillions of bacteria, each with a role influencing everything from your mood to cravings. This city communicates with your brain through what we call the gut-brain axis, a complex network that ensures your gut and brain are constantly in conversation. But what happens in this metropolis can sway the tide of this conversation, particularly when it comes to addiction. Let's talk about neurotransmitter production. Did you know that a large portion of serotonin, the quote, happiness chemical, is produced not in your brain, but in your gut? The composition of your gut microbiome can directly influence the levels of serotonin, potentially affecting the vulnerability to addiction. A balanced diet fostering a healthy microbiome could mean a happier, more balanced brain. Do you know what influences chronic inflammation? Most often, it's our diet and gut health. It's linked to mental health challenges like depression and anxiety, which walk hand in hand with addiction. By nurturing our gut with anti-inflammatory foods, we find another pathway to reducing the addiction's grip. Our cravings and reward system is also directly connected. The little critters in our gut can affect how our bodies regulate cravings, some more susceptible to addictive behaviors than others. Tweaking our diets can help us adjust those cravings, steering us away from addiction and towards healthier choices. One of the biggest triggers I see in people is sugar addiction, and a lot of people swap one addiction with another instead of getting the whole body working together congruently. Giving up sugar, for example, is hard. Did you know that studies show that sugar is more addictive than cocaine? Some give up sugar cold turkey, while others gradually slow down the consumption. Adjusting our cravings naturally to go to fruits instead of candy is a great way to support a healthy reward system in our bodies. Next, stress response. Our gut state directly impacts how we respond to stress. A dysregulated stress response can leave us vulnerable to addiction, but by fostering a healthy gut microbiome, we might enhance our resilience to stress, potentially putting addiction on the back burner. Reducing stress may look like healthy boundaries, breath work, mindfulness, regular exercise, healthy relationships, and integrating novel experiences, which I have a whole other podcast on. What else is on the menu for a healthier psychobiome? Fermented foods rich in pre and probiotics, high fiber foods, feeding those good bacteria, and a diverse diet ensuring a robust microbiome. It's not just about avoiding the illness. It's about fostering a flourishing mental and emotional state. A well-sourced probiotic, and I'm not getting paid for this, but I'd like to share, I use Natren's Healthy Trinity and their Megadophilus. Not all probiotics are equal, so do your research. As we wrap up today, remember, the road to better psychological health might just begin in your gut. By understanding and nurturing our psychobiome, we unlock potential pathways to combating addiction and enhancing our overall well-being. So the next time you sit down for a meal, think about the bustling city within and how your choices could be a conversation with your brain. Here's to a happy eating for a happy mind. Thank you for listening. And until next time, be well. You just finished another episode of Limitless Healing, where we dive into all things wellness. If you enjoyed this episode, it would mean the world to me if you would share it with your friends and family. Together, we can plant seeds of hope that leads to transformation in our lives and the lives of those we love. Let's get healthy together.